This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Dozens of Hong Kong protesters staged a dramatic escape from a university campus sealed off by police by shimmying down plastic hosing from a bridge and fleeing on waiting motorbikes. VOA's Bill Gallo has more on the protests.
Waves of students fleeing on foot from the Hong Kong Polytechnic University, running through clouds of tear gas as they tried to break police lines. It was the second concerted attempt by students to flee the urban campus, which has been surrounded by police who have repeatedly warned they will use lethal force. Riot police chased down students, some of whom were covered in blood. It wasn't clear how many had escaped the campus successfully. The clashes raised fears that the siege would end in a bloody crackdown. Police have tried to break through protester barricades, but were driven back by the protests. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he might be willing to testify in the impeachment inquiry over his dealings with Ukraine. AP's Rita Foley reports.
The president says he did nothing wrong and he doesn't like giving credibility to the no due process hoax, but he suggested in a pair of tweets he might testify in writing. This comes a day after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi publicly invited the president to tell his side of the story, saying that if he has information that exonerates him, they would look forward to hearing it. Rita Foley, Washington.
Human Rights Watch says fatal attacks on protesters in Sudan in June may amount to crimes against humanity. The group has released a new report detailing the Sudanese security forces' abuse of protesters. U.S. stocks are mixed in afternoon trading over concerns that a U.S.-China trade deal might not get done. From Washington, this is VOA News. China is calling on the U.S. military to stop flexing its muscles in the South China Sea. The comment came as the Chinese defense minister met with U.S. Defense Secretary Mike Esper. The United States accuses China of militarizing the South China Sea and trying to intimidate Asian neighbors who might want to exploit its extensive oil and gas reserves. Protesters have once again blocked the entrance to Iraq's port near Basra. Reuters' Emily Spickle has more.
Protesters have once again blocked the entrance to Iraq's Umm Qasr commodities port near Basra. The standoff is preventing employees and tankers from entering and has brought operations down by 50%. One source told Reuters if it continues, operations will come to a complete halt by the end of the day. Since anti-government protests began early October, the port has been blocked twice before. But protesters who are demanding the overthrow of a political class seen as corrupt and beholden to foreign interests have shown no sign of backing down, despite the fact more than 300 people have been killed around the country since the unrest began.
That's Reuters' Emily Spickle reporting. Iranian state media says Iran's Revolutionary Guards is warning anti-government protesters of decisive action if unrest over gasoline price hikes do not cease. The protests have spread across the country since Friday. Ukraine's military is confirming that Russia is returning three Ukrainian naval ships that it captured a year ago. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
Ukraine's military has confirmed that Russia is returning three Ukrainian naval ships it captured last year. The vessels were seized in the Kerch Strait in November 2018. Two gunboats and a tugboat were taken in the narrow strip of water between mainland Russia and Crimea. Ukraine has pushed for their return as a goodwill gesture from Russia ahead of a four-way peace summit on eastern Ukraine next month in Paris. Russia and Ukraine will be joined by France and Germany in the talks.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. Pope Francis has replaced the head of the Vatican's financial watchdog agency. AP's Zaria Shackley reports the move comes amid the continuing fallout from a controversial Vatican police raid on the agency's offices.
Francis thanked René Brulhart for his work as president of the Financial Intelligence Authority as his term ended. The Vatican said the replacement's name would be released next week. The AIF board had given its full support to AIF's management after the October raid, which was sparked by a police investigation into a Vatican real estate deal in London. But even without vote of support, international damage to the Holy See's reputation was done. AIF works with financial intelligence units around the world in the fight against money laundering, tax evasion, and other financial crimes. I'm Zaria Shackley.
And in Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.